MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Nerina Frisser from ETFSA. Nerina, appreciate the early morning time yesterday. And what I think is quite a big deal for ETFSA, you announced that you're going to be issuing your own ETF. The title is the ETFSA Balanced Foundation Prescient Actively Managed ETF, share code ETFSAB. A lot there I want to get through. I suppose first, the Balanced Foundation. I mean, this really is an ETF that is designed to kind of sit at the core of a portfolio. And truth could be the entire portfolio. And if we wanted, we could get a little clever and do some sort of thematic tactical around it. But this really is a core ETF.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, absolutely. That is exactly the structure of this portfolio. I think it is something that is quite familiar to people in the unit trust industry, and that is a multi-asset balanced fund portfolio. But for the first time now, one can actually buy it as a single ETF listed on the JSE, globally diversified across equities, bonds, property, and I guess true to the nature of ETFSA, most of the underlying holdings will actually be in these single asset class equity or bond or property ETFs. So a solution rather, I think, than just a standalone sort of offering that ETFSA is bringing to the market.
Yeah, and we must be clear, I mean, this will trade on the JSE. You can buy it from any provider. You say multi-asset. I mean, so it's going to have some local, and I imagine it's going to be one of those ones where you have target weightings and you will sort of rebalance on a regular frequency to bring it in line with those target weightings. What will those weightings be?
Yeah, so Simon, spot on. That's exactly what it will be. So the total local exposure, 65%, global exposure, 35%. And within the local component, we split it out between equities, bonds, and cash and property. So on the equity side, 30% South African equities, 25% South African bonds, 5% cash, and then 5% in listed property. At this stage, the entire global foreign component is in foreign equity. Mm-hmm. So I think that gives you an idea of where would be a very suitable way for people to maybe explore beyond such a foundation portfolio is to look at additional global exposure. But we believe that the global equities really cover that global universe and opportunity set quite successfully.
It is an actively managed ETF, but my understanding is that that is more because of sort of processes rather than you're sitting there trading up a storm every day trying to beat the market.
It's exactly that, Simon. So I think it's quite important that we understand what the construct of an actively managed ETF allows us to do. When you think of traditional ETFs, the ones that's been around for 25 years, by far the majority of them are index tracking products. Mm-hmm. In other words, you would be following a particular index, replicate that index. When we look in the multi-asset space, we don't really have multi-asset benchmarks, indices. So it creates the problem that if there is no index to track, how do you track an index? And so actively managed ETFs is something that's been available on the JSE since last year. And really in this context, it provides us this opportunity to offer something that does not formally track an index, but you're quite right, strategic asset class weights, an exposure that we don't expect to change unless there's substantial changes in regulation, for example, but that static asset allocation that I quoted will remain unchanged. So investors also know quite clear what is it that they're getting exposure to. So it gives you a lot of certainty and transparency in terms of what is in this foundation, this core building block in my portfolio. Should I wish to add to it, I know exactly what I already have and what I don't have.
Yeah, I like that. And it, although it's active, there's no performance fee, so it can go into a tax-free account, correct?
Exactly. You know, we really see two primary use cases for this type of ETF. The first one is exactly that it's a core building block for people that really don't know all that much about investments. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity in your tax-free account to use this as the single investment that you put in your tax-free account. But similarly, for more sophisticated investors, it brings the sophistication and the efficiency of having a core, well-diversified portfolio to which you can then add. But you're quite right. absolutely available in tax-free accounts. I think also useful to understand that this is a strategy that we as ETFSA have been running inside our retirement annuity for more than 5 years. Excellent performance over this 5 year period, especially when you compare it to the average balanced fund unit trust in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But up until now, it's something that's only been available to members of the ETFSA retirement annuity fund. Now, for the first time, any investor, anybody through a stockbroking portfolio or an investment platform with access to the JSE can now buy exactly the same strategy in this single ETF.
Yeah, but it's that range of distribution. A last question. You're doing an interesting IPO process. It's currently an IPO this week. It'll start trading as a sort of a fair value from Monday. That IPO process, how's that working?
Yeah, so basically it listed yesterday at a flat price of 10 Rand, and for all of this week, the price will remain unchanged at 10 Rand. So this is almost like a cash subscription period. So anyone can buy into this ETF at the 10 Rand ticket price, and then after close of business on Friday, the portfolio will be invested according to this strategic asset allocation, that full exposure. And so from the market open on Monday morning, we will have a full live portfolio that will start to vary and fluctuate intraday with the performance of those underlying asset classes. So yes, it is like a quasi IPO, but it's a lot more efficient. None of those filling in the forms and sending it to your stockbroker and waiting for your allotment and all of this. Let's call this is like the IPO for the 21st century. So another great innovation in terms of how we can actually do this.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice and simple. I log on, I buy some, and on Monday it starts trading at its fair value. As you say, no forms, no process, just keep it clean and simple. The code is ETFSAB. That was Nerina Fisser from ETFSA. Appreciate the early morning time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.